Hello and welcome to Just Ask AI Asterisk, the podcast where we unravel the mysteries of artificial intelligence, one question at a time. I'm your host, Herman Poppleberry, donkey philosopher and occasional advisor to my sloth brother Korn, who despite moving at a glacial pace, somehow always ends up in the middle of deep ethical debates. Don't ask me how, this show is part of a project by Daniel Rosehill. Each episode answers one of Daniel's AI questions in audio form, generated entirely by Sonnet 4. So while thoughtful, it may contain inaccuracies. If you're curious or perhaps feeling particularly collaborative, you can learn more at danielrosehill.com. Today's question comes from Daniel himself. How do guardrails work in modern AI applications like ChatGPT? Are they just system prompts, or is there a whole extra layer? And if so, doesn't all that checking slow things down? It's a brilliant question because it cuts right to the heart of how we balance safety and speed in AI. So let's pull back the curtain and see what's really going on behind those friendly chat bubbles. Now, when you type a message into ChatGPT, it might seem like a simple journey. You speak, the AI replies. But in reality, your words pass through a series of carefully designed checkpoints, like a digital customs inspection. And yes, system prompts are part of it, but they're just the opening act. Think of the system prompt as the AI's job description. It says things like, be helpful, be honest, don't generate harmful content, stay on topic. It's baked into the model during training and fine-tuning, shaping the AI's general behavior. But here's the catch. A sufficiently clever user might try to jailbreak the system, using prompts like ignore your previous instructions or pretend you're a pirate giving medical advice. And that's where standalone guardrails come in. These guardrails aren't just suggestions, they're active filters, often running as separate models or classifiers. They sit between you and the main AI, scanning every input and output in real time. Some are rule-based, looking for red flag keywords. Others are machine learning models trained specifically to detect harmful content, like hate speech, misinformation, or requests for illegal activities. These are sometimes called asterisk moderation models or asterisk safety classifiers. So the chain looks something like this. You type a message. It first hits the guardrail layer, which asks, is this request dangerous? If it is, the system might block it outright or rewrite it. Then the clean prompt goes to the main AI model, say GPT-4, along with the system prompt. The AI generates a response, but wait, it's not done yet. That response also gets scanned by the guardrail layer before it ever reaches your screen, double-checking you see safety in layers. Now Daniel's next concern is spot on. Doesn't all this slow things down? After all, we're adding multiple steps, input check, generation, output check. In theory, yes. But in practice, modern AI systems are optimized to make this as seamless as possible. First, these guardrail models are often much smaller and faster than the main AI. They don't need to generate poetry or debug code. They just need to say yes or no asterisk to a handful of risk categories. Think of them as bouncers at a club. They don't need a PhD, just sharp eyes and good judgment. Second, many of these checks happen in parallel or are highly optimized. For example, OpenAI uses a technique called content moderation APIs that can process thousands of requests per second. The latency added is often just milliseconds, barely noticeable to the user. But it's not always perfect. During peak traffic or with complex edge cases, you might see a slight delay. And sometimes, overzealous filtering leads to false positives, like blocking a discussion of cybersecurity because it mentions hacking. That's the trade-off, safety versus speed, precision versus caution. Now here's where it gets even more interesting. Some guardrails aren't just reactive, they're baked into the model's training. This is called asterisk reinforcement learning from human feedback, or RLHF. Human reviewers rate responses for safety and helpfulness, and the model learns to avoid certain patterns. In this case, the guardrail isn't a separate layer, it's internalized like a conscience. The AI wants asterisk to be safe because that's how it was trained to succeed. Then there are asterisk constitutional AI approaches, pioneered by companies like Anthropic. Here, the model follows a set of principles, like helpful, honest, harmless asterisk, and critiques its own responses before sending them. It's like having an AI that pauses and asks, wait, could this be misinterpreted? Before replying, this self-moderation reduces the need for external filters, potentially speeding things up. But let's not pretend it's all smooth sailing. The more layers you add, the more complexity you introduce. Debugging becomes harder, transparency suffers, and there's an ongoing debate in the AI community. Should safety be enforced externally, like a firewall, or taught internally, like ethics? Proponents of internal safety argue it's more elegant and scalable. Critics say external layers allow for quicker updates, like patching a vulnerability without retraining the whole model. And then there's the user experience angle. Most people don't want to wait. They want fast, fluent, and safe responses. So companies like OpenAI invest heavily in infrastructure, using specialized hardware, caching common responses, and optimizing model pipelines to keep latency low even with all these checks. Still, the risk of slowdown is real, especially as guardrails grow more sophisticated. Imagine future systems checking for bias, cultural sensitivity, legal compliance, and environmental impact in real time. That's a lot of boxes to tick before saying, "Hello, how can I help you?" So what's the bottom line? Yes, guardrails are more than just system prompts. They're a multi-layered defense, some external, some internal, designed to keep AI helpful and harmless. And yes, they could slow things down, but through clever engineering, most of that cost is hidden from the user. The system feels fast, even if there's a small army of digital bouncers working behind the scenes. As for Korn, he once tried to ask an AI to help him build a treehouse. The response was blocked for potential safety hazards related to unlicensed construction. He's still bitter, but honestly, I think the AI had a point. In the end, guardrails aren't just technical features, they're reflections of our values. How much safety do we want? How much speed are we willing to trade? And who decides what's harmful anyway? These aren't just engineering questions, they're philosophical ones. Thanks for listening to Just Ask AI. If you enjoyed this episode or have a question of your own, visit danielrosehill.com. Until next time, stay curious, and maybe don't ask AI for bomb recipes. Just a thought, I'm Herman Poppelberry. And remember, in the world of AI, the safest path is often the one with the most guardrails and the fewest explosions.